Hello again. Mike Roberts here with more from our journey through the years 1964 to 1972 via the ordinary events and the ordinary people, helped once again by the popular music of the time. Or put another way, welcome to the 14th edition of Malta Memories and a taste of its social history. And this week we conclude the year 1970, when in the first week of July of that year it was reported that 12 foreign countries, of which the USSR and China were two, participated in the Nashar Trade Fair, making its 14th year the biggest ever. The still-to-be-implemented teachers' salary increases was causing anger among the intended recipients, whilst football fans throughout the island were rejoicing at what was described as a real honour. Europe's living legend Real Madrid coming to Malta for the first time. And with the July temperatures rising, summer was well and truly established in Malta, as Lou Rawls, somewhat appropriately, recorded this George and Ira Gershwin classic.
Summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are jumping, and the cotton is high. Oh, your daddy's rich, and your mama, she's good looking. So hush, baby, there's no need for you to cry. One of these mornings, you're gonna rise up singing. And then you're gonna spread your little wings, and you'll take to the sky. But till that morning, don't worry, nothing gonna harm you. With your daddy and mommy, they'll be standing by. Summertime.
The rich voice of Lou Rawls from 1970 and Summertime. Maltese specialists from many different arenas were clearly in demand abroad, as was being demonstrated by two damp-proofing experts, Johnny Ferrugia and Ronnie Muscat, who travelled to Venice for a prolonged stay, fulfilling a restoration contract on two historic buildings. Back on Maltese shores, singer Craig Douglas was the star attraction for diners at San Anton's Carinthia Palace, while Industrial Motors of Blatilbida, the island's main Hillman dealership, offered the new Avenger model for immediate delivery. Currency decimalisation was soon coming to Malta, but the big debate was, should the main unit be the familiar Maltese pound or an as-yet unnamed 10-shilling unit? And a quite different question was being asked in the Sunday Times of Malta series with Men and Marriage. Should husbands help in the house? It seemed that it was all questions, not least in the world of popular music. For example, Melanie got into the charts by asking, "What have they done to my song, Ma?" Then she proceeded to answer the question herself, and for good measure, finished it up by suggesting a few benefits of the changes. Despite all that, it was a hit in 1970.
But maybe it'll all be all right now. Maybe it'll all be okay. Well, if the people are buying tears, I'll be rich someday, Ma. Look what they've done to my son. Ils ont changé ma chanson, Ma. Ils ont changé ma chanson. C'est la seule chose que je peux faire, et ce n'est pas bon, Ma. Ils ont changé ma chanson. Look what they done to my son. Look what they done to my son, Ma. Well, they tied it up in a plastic bag, turned it upside down, Ma. Look what they done to my son. Ils ont changé ma chanson, Ma. Ils ont changé ma chanson. C'est la seule chose que je peux faire, et ce n'est pas bon, Ma. Ils ont changé ma chanson. Look what they've done to my son, Ma.
Melanie, and What Have They Done to My Song, Ma? August of 1970 saw a recession in Malta's tourist figures, a trend that had started in the previous April. However, it was being described as being only temporary by optimistic officials. The Italian car ferry Città di Alessandria made an emergency trip to Malta, carrying 117 Maltese passengers stranded at Syracuse due to the island's harbour pilot strike. And on the same day, Valletta's water polo team, having spent 14 years in the wilderness, became champions when they defeated relegated Sirens 5-4. Shipping was again in the news when cargo ships that had waited several days outside Grand Harbour provided a picturesque sight as they finally entered port, following each other's in twos and threes. The scene was added to by the flickering lights and almost welcoming salutes from the fireworks celebrating Vittoriosa's Feast of St. Dominic. The subject of festas was being highlighted in the press too, with Castellane in his Gozo newsletter claiming that Gozo festas were more spontaneous than Malta's, interest for which, he said, was dying out in the larger villages. He called for festas to be promoted as a tourist attraction. And the sandpipers serenaded the airwaves with this.
Un verde claro. verso es un cielo querido que busca el monte Amparo.
The words mean I am a truthful man from the land of the palm trees. And before dying, I want to share these poems of my soul. My poems are soft green. My poems are also flaming crimson. My poems are like a wounded fawn seeking refuge in the forest. The last verse says, Con los pobres de la tierra. With the poor people of this earth, I want to share my fate. The streams of the mountains please me more than the sea.
Hacemos que el mar.
Guantanamera, cogido Guantanamera, Guantanamera, cogido Guantanamera.
Guantanamera from the Sandpipers. September arrived and Malta celebrated another independence anniversary when the Prime Minister's TV address called for national unity and an honouring of the moment 6 years before when all had been inspired to go forward as an independent nation. The former Royal Malta Artillery reverted to the Government of Malta, saying goodbye to its long association with the British Army at a farewell parade at Floriana's Independence Arena. In New York, all 60 works by Maltese artists and sculptors being exhibited at the Pacem in Terrace Gallery were sold, with half the proceeds being donated to Malta's emigrant building in Valletta. Meantime, Apollo 13 astronauts Fred Haise, John Swigert and James Lovell arrived in Malta on a 3-day visit, during which, in a packed programme, they were clearly the VIPs. Another VIP of a different sort arrived in Malta to a rapturous welcome, this time from the island's football fraternity, England's 1966 World Cup architect Sir Alf Ramsey. 27 yachts from 7 nations assembled in Marsamshet Harbour for the start of the Middle Sea race, and a report entitled The Scissored 60s was released and recorded that 80 films had been prevented from reaching Malta by its system of censorship. No censorship, though, for this lovely recording by Nancy Wilson, released in 1970, and a firm favourite of mine.
In a sentimental mood, I can see the stars come through my room while your loving attitude is like a flame that lights the gloom on the wings of every kiss. Drifts a melody so strange and sweet, in this sentimental bliss, you make my paradise complete. Petals seem to fall, it's all in a dream to call you mine. My heart's a lighter thing since you made this night a thing. In a sentimental mood, for I never dreamt that you'd be loving sentimental me.
Nancy Wilson in a sentimental mood, reflecting the great diversity that was to dominate popular music in the 70s as it tried to find a new identity for a new decade. Looking back over the second half of 1970, there are still a number of Malta memories still to record. For example, the first Sleema Boy Scouts group took part for the first time in the International Boy Scouts Jamboree of the Air and won the international recognized award Worked All Continents. In another report, there was criticism too. This centred on a proposed future development around the Blue Grotto at Wiedisch-sur-Ihr, described as grossly intruding on a place of timeless peace and solitude. And the renowned New Zealand pianist Georgina Smith gave a recital at the Manual Theatre, while Holland's worldwide Happy Station show on Radio Netherlands boasted a sizable Maltese audience, according to its visiting compere Tom Mayer. And there was a heartwarming example of the many aspects of human kindness and regard that so often go unseen. It all began when a Maltese bus driver was helped by a German lady following an accident. The bus driver, Michael Betzina of Califrana, decided to repay the lady, who he knew now as Miss May, a freelance journalist writing a travel book on Malta, by giving her free bus journeys around the island as she did her research. During their journeying and conversations, Michael quoted the Maltese proverb, "The house is small, but the heart is big." Sometime later, and following the book's publication, Miss May returned to Malta to pay a special compliment to Michael Betzina. She had begun her book with that very proverb, now translated into German, that Michael had so inspired. A lovely story and another lovely Malta memory. Here's Elton John.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no, or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. You can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down the words how wonderful life is while you're in. The verses, well, they've got me quite cross. But the sun's been quite bright while I wrote this song. It's for people like you that keep it turned on. so excuse me for getting. But these things I do, you see, I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, those are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen. And you can tell everybody this is the song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world.
Elton John's hit from 1970, Your Song. And as 1970 was drawing to a close, Gozitans on Malta's sister island celebrated Remembrance Day again after a lapse of 3 years. Malta's House of Representatives debated its proposed association with the European Economic Community. On the first day of issue, nearly £19,000 worth of special Christmas stamp sets were sold. 1,000 people from all over the island assembled at Maliha at the start of a 20-mile sponsored walk. Escalating and damaging commercial losses were again being reported as a result of continued industrial actions at Malta's dockyard. Meanwhile, at the Busquet Roadhouse, the claim was, "You've never seen anything like it before," when it advertised the greatest show in Malta. And racing pigeon fancier Mr. J. Kalea of Hamroon was the cup winner in the first race from Syracuse. Christmas lights went up in Prince of Wales Road, Sleema, and South Street, Valletta, with the tourist board competition prize money standing at £380. Flooding problems abounded when 5.5 inches of rain fell in 6 hours on December the 18th. And the old year closed with an all-time record of £5,500 pledged by over 3,000 Reader Fusion Malta listeners for the Wireless for the Blind appeal, reminding me personally that almost a decade before, as a mere boy broadcaster, I was part of the same Wireless for the Blind Christmas appeal, but in my case from the Floriana studios of the Forces Broadcasting Service. Musically, Dave Edmunds just made it into the charts before 1970 was no more. With this.
You went away and left me long time ago. Now you're knocking on my door. I hear you knocking, but you can't come in. I hear you knocking. Go back where you've been. I beg you not to go back.
Dave Edmonds, I hear you knocking, closing this week's programme. Next week I'll be back to take us through the first 6 months of 1971 with more Malta memories, created by ordinary people and ordinary events, helped as always by the popular music of the time. Don't forget too, if you have any special memories of a similar sort from the years I'm covering, or indeed if the Malta memories I've already covered have meant again something special to you, then let me know. I promise to acknowledge all I receive. Email is mikerobert, mikerobert, at firenet, firenet, dot WS, World Service, WS, or by writing, if you prefer, care of this station. Join me again on radio or online. Until then, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.